Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 23, 24, and 25. That's Colossians, New Testament, chapter 23, starting with verse 23 to verse 25. And I will be reading from the New International Version, NIV. The scripture reads as such, starting with verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive inheritance from the Lord as reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. Amen?
Amen.
I want to speak today, if I may, on the topic, doing our best for God. Mm-hmm. We are humans, saints, and we were trained from the very beginning of our lives not to work for God. Mm-hmm. It makes it very hard to do our best for God. Mm. I will break that down for you. Let's start with a small child. As a small child, the first instinct that they have is to do something to please their parents.
Yes, that's true.
When they draw a picture, they would show their parents, waiting for some sort of approval or validation that their drawing was good and that their parents liked the picture. Now, we all know that the picture probably wasn't suitable for framing. Mm-hmm. However, the parents tell the child that it's a Rembrandt. Mm-hmm. The child accepts this validation and approval from their parents, and the child goes on trying to gain more acceptance and approval from the parent. In other words, all their efforts going forward is to please man, not God, right? Mm. Their work is toward that goal. Mm. But oddly enough, the child does his best when it tries to do it. Mm. When they do that picture, they're doing the best that they possibly can. They're doing it to the best of their ability.
They really
are. Now, the teenager is a different animal altogether. Gaining any approval from their parents is the last thing a teenager wants to do. A teenager is dealing with peer pressure, and they're trying to gain acceptance and validation from other teenagers as well as themselves. They do things to make themselves happy and to try to fit in. And they do it all the time. They do things also to try and make other teenagers happy so they can fit in. This trait does not end when the teenager becomes an adult, unfortunately. The teenager's efforts are not to please God, but please others and themselves. The teenager does his best work when they are trying to please others and themselves. The rest of their work is just enough to keep their parents off of their behinds, right? Whether it's schoolwork or house chores. If you don't believe me, ask a teenager to go do something and watch the result of it. Chances are they half did it. And you got to go behind them and do it right. The teenager does just enough to get by. And this does not line up with the scriptures that state that all work should be done with all of your heart to the best of your abilities as to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, when we become adults, we enter the workforce. We have responsibilities that come with being an adult. Mm-hmm. We have bills. And let's face it, we go to work because we have bills.
That's so
nice. It's not a hobby. We do it because we have to.
That's the only reason.
we have mixed opinions mm-hmm. regarding our jobs and our bosses. Mm-hmm. If we like the job and like our bosses, then our work is usually good.
Yeah, I go along.
If we like the job but hate our boss, then we are doing enough to keep the boss off our backs, right?
Wow.
Does that sound familiar? If we hate the job and we hate our bosses, we put forth the effort, but our heart simply isn't into it. If we're trying to get promoted, though, then we will do the best job we can do for that promotion. Now, if that promotion doesn't happen, what happens? Then it's back to doing just enough to get by while looking for another job, okay? Let's just be real. Back to square one. Now, the scripture states in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. So this brings up questions that only you can answer. First of all, are you doing your work with all your heart? Bear in mind that the talent given to you to work was given by God. You cannot go through training for 2 weeks and become good at anything. Think about it. Is that the truth or what?
Yeah, that's
okay. Secondly, are you just going through the motions when it comes to doing things? Now, I use work as an example. However, in life, are you just doing enough to get by? Now, think about that for a second. Are you applying whatever talent you have to the fullest? Whether you're a parent, a friend, a sibling, or a spouse, are you giving it your all? Are you putting forth your best effort? Now, verse 24 states that since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Well, how can you be rewarded by God for shoddy work? Think about it. Have you ever hired a contractor, somebody to come fix something at your house, and they did a bad job, and you paid for it anyway? How did that make you feel? Did you feel robbed? Did you feel like you were taken advantage of?
Yeah.
Imagine how God must feel when he has given you so much talent and you choose not to utilize it to the max. Just things to think about. The scripture speaks of a reward for giving your best for God in whatever work or endeavor that you are doing. It is a promise that will happen because God always keeps his promises.
Yes.
Verse 25 says, anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. No favoritism. Man has a different definition of doing wrong than God has. Now, I'm not even going to talk about what man thinks is wrong. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Wrong in God's eyes starts with not knowing him. You have to have a relationship with God to know him. You build a relationship with God through prayer and spending quality, quiet time with him. God doesn't do brownie points. Let me say that again. You can't kiss up to God. You can kiss up to man, but you can't kiss up with God. God doesn't care about none of that, okay? Find a favor with God starts with his grace and his mercy on you. And it goes from there. A relationship with God helps you to be close to him and builds toward being able to understand him to a certain degree. If you understand God, then you will understand why this particular scripture is important to him. How can you do all things with all your heart as working for him if you don't know him? Well, you can't. This is not your fault. It's not our fault. We were not trained this way. We wasn't raised this way. No offense to our parents. I didn't raise my kids that way either. I just got to be honest. grace of God, they turned out all right. But I didn't raise them like that because I wasn't raised like that.
That's right.
Okay? So now things are different. We don't have that excuse anymore. There are just too many resources available to help you to learn of God. You got TV, you got the internet, you got the Bible on your phone, you got it on your watch. There's no reason why you can't read the word or spend time with God, even pray. You have the time and you have the resources. Now, I know that this is tough love, but I'm including myself into all of this because we all fall short. Every last one of us, including yours truly, okay? Including yours truly. If you are close to God, then you will be willing to do all things to honor Him, knowing that God has a plan for you. God is the one that gives, not man. See, man's idea of giving has so many conditions and strings and fine print. God spelled it out. He don't have all that fine print stuff. You do right by God, God will do right by you.
Pretty much.
Think about it, folks. That promotion that you have been working for, man isn't the one that's going to give it to you. It's God giving that man the instructions to give it to you. He gave you favor with that person. That new career that you're working toward comes from God too. In fact, all things comes from God. If you go through the motions, then that will be your reward. However, if you do all things as working for God, then you will be rewarded by God. You see? See how that works out? Saints, I'll be honest with you. This is no big secret, but I want y'all to come close so you can hear this. God wants every one of us to prosper. Okay? It is His divine will for every last one of us. This scripture is absolutely doable, y'all. If we have a relationship with God, then and only then can we be willing to do all the things with all our heart as working for God, which is His will for all of us. He will reward us for our true efforts and not show favoritism like man does. Each of us will be held accountable for our own actions. And reward will have no limitations. None. His reward will have no limitations. Amen?
Amen.
So in closing, saints, let us continue to build our relationship with God. In doing so, we will understand Him. He will change our hearts, our minds, and He won't have to ask us to do things with a willing heart as we're doing it unto Him, because that will be a part of us. It'll be automatic for us.
Automatic.
Can you believe that? And He says in the Word, if we do that, He'll reward us. And His reward includes prosperity, y'all. Not just material things, but I'm talking about real prosperity, okay? The prosperity that doesn't have anything to do with finances. I'm talking about the prosperity where you don't worry about anything.
That's nice.
Can you imagine not worrying about anything?
I like that.
Where you just wake up, you know. You're like a little infant. You just wake up. You know you're going to be fed. You know you got clothes to put on. You know you got a roof over your head. You don't have any worries at all. That's prosperity. Money comes and goes. But think about it, saints. If you got an opportunity to have no worries in your life, no problems in your life, that's prosperity. All that financial stuff means nothing if you don't have that. I know a lot of rich people that don't have a bit of peace of mind in their lives at all.
That's true.
But if God wants you to prosper in your flesh as well as in your spirit, He wants you to abundantly prosper. And we can do that by building that relationship with God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.